This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Steve Newborn with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. If there's any one person who has dominated the airwaves this week, it's, yeah, you guessed it, Donald Trump. His proposal to ban any Muslim from entering the U.S. sparked a firestorm of criticism, but it also has him just where he wants to be, in the center of the media universe. Perhaps no one said it better than his fellow aspirant for the White House, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush.
He knows what he's saying. He's smart. He's playing you guys like a fiddle, the press, by saying outrageous things and garnering attention. That's his strategy, is to dominate the news.
Now, Kelly, the media has to fill that gaping 24-hour news hole, but aren't we guilty of playing into Trump's plans to hog the spotlight?
So we may have been until this very week, when we hit a critical mass and newsrooms around the country started calling out Donald Trump for his racist rhetoric. The New York Daily News had a front page cartoon with Donald Trump as an ISIS figure, if you will, cutting off the head of the Statue of Liberty. The New York Times a couple weeks ago had a really strongly worded editorial talking about how dangerous Donald Trump is. On the nightly news, you saw several of the anchors editorializing about how dangerous he is. And so we're getting to the point that the media are not just repeating what he's saying, but pointing out how un-American some of the things are that he says.
Now, we really traditionally haven't heard this from the media about politicians. This is more like what we see in the British press, for instance, where they regularly attack politicians for this or the other. Do you see a change in the culture from the media because of this, or maybe it's just because of Trump and his personality?
So it could be that the American press is evolving to look more partisan. We're not going to be able to judge that based on how they cover Trump, because Trump is an exception. But I have previously noted that American journalism is becoming more like the British press, and this could be another step along the way. I'm just not sure if this is what's pushing it along. This is just so crazy what's happening with him. I'm not sure that we should make any long-lasting predictions based on it.
Now, this is also taking a bit of a personal bent here. You know, politicians have attacked the media in general for years. But Trump's personally attacked individual reporters. Very recently, he called out one NBC reporter during the middle of a campaign speech in South Carolina. Is that something we can expect to see from other politicians, you think?
Oh, sure. I mean, attacking reporters, that has always happened. Trump just has refined it to be particularly mean and nasty. But I really think that what changed the moment for us here was his suggestion that Muslims should not be allowed into the country. For most of the media, that just seemed to go against the very foundational principles of what America was founded on. It goes against the First Amendment. And I think most people sat back and said, whoa, what is that all about? And then I think the other thing that's alarming most of the journalists that are covering Trump is the fact that 35% of the Republican base supports Trump, and about 35% of the public actually thinks that that idea of not allowing Muslims into the country is a good one, even though it's against the Constitution.
All right. So Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, maybe the media wants to get played like a Stradivarius.
No, they don't want that. They do want the ratings, though. And I think that the business pressure to get ratings may have undermined the journalistic impulse to call Trump out until this moment.